Heather, I've just caught up with the Reading Cinema announcement. I remember listening to the interview you did with the Wellington Mayor. She said it was a great deal, but then struggled to explain it. Now it's not happening and she says that's a great decision. I'm confused, but lol, maybe not as confused as Tory. No, I don't think you are, Aaron. 19 past five. Comedian Arj Barker has hit back at criticism after he asked that breastfeeding mum to leave his show in Melbourne over the weekend. He was this morning on Today on the Today Show over in Australia.
I want a clear up. I have no animosity towards anyone. I just want to tell jokes and do a great show every time I do a show. And this was in the interest of that. I have nothing against the woman. And her child. It's a cute kid. So
now he said what actually happened is that the baby's noises were distracting him. Now that's obviously over at the Melbourne Comedy Festival over here. The New Zealand International Comedy Festival is about to kick off, and the chief executive Lauren Whitney is with us. Hey, Lauren.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you just going to invite the babies to all the shows now?
Sure, actually pretty much that's what we're going to do. No?
Yeah.
Well, actually we do already have a show. Lana Walters is doing a mum and bub show in Wellington at Bats. So it's a 10 a.m. session and you can bring your baby along. And it's, you know, the content's more for the mums and the babies. But you're certainly welcome. And then we have the Chuckle Monsters at Covert Theatre. But kind of the way it works for us is comedians will talk to the venue and us about what they want to do around disruptions in the shows. And ultimately, I guess, this isn't really a breastfeeding issue. It's more of a disruption issue. Mm. I think it's hard. We all want to, you know, because we really want to encourage that kind of inclusivity, people feeling welcome to come to shows, and certainly new parents coming to shows as well. In fact, I reckon if you know a new parent that needs a night out and maybe needs a night off, maybe buy them some tickets to Comedy Fest and invite and then offer some babysit. That might be quite nice.
That's an idea. I'm picking up where you're going with this, Lauren. So yeah, it's about inclusivity, but if you can leave the child at home, it's a comedy show, leave the child at home, right?
Well, I think so. I think it depends on the comedy show. I mean, as I said, what you can do with us is that we're very happy to talk to. If there's a particular show you want to go to, you can email us, and that's just info@comedyfestival.co.nz. We can talk to the comedian, see if it would work within their show. And so that if you do come, we can actually sit you in a place where if the baby does start crying and you feel like you need to exit, then you can do so nice and discreetly.
Yeah.
The venue, what would usually happen in a situation when there's disruptive behaviour, and it's in this case maybe it was a baby crying, but it's much more likely in a comedy show to be someone drunken or kind of obnoxiously heckling. The venue staff will know what to do, and so they'll generally politely try and come and ask you to leave, or give you a chance and say, hey, could you please quiet them down? And exit you if that's the case. I was in a show in the Comedy Festival last year where there was a breastfeeding mum and sitting right in front of me at Barney Duncan's show in the basement, and that was fine. And in fact, that issue, we had a sort of drunk man that needed to be exited because it was being particularly disruptive.
I mean, this is a good question, Lauren. Which is worse, a crying baby or a heckling drunk man? I really appreciate your time. Best of luck with the festival next month. That's Lauren Whitney, the chief executive of the New Zealand International Comedy Festival.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.